So you work, Kirkland's your niche, but do you work with other?
Yes, okay. We work in Sammamish, Bellevue, Bothell, Kenmore, Snohomish County, King County, obviously Seattle. We pretty much work in every jurisdiction.
Okay. Yeah. So you said you're on the...
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, because I was going to change the subject. So.
Okay, so I'm just interested, because I know some of those that you mentioned are not on Bible. How does MVP stack up against each other?
Well, so City of Redmond has their permit portal, which is super confusing. You can't do anything in it without them unlocking the portal for you. And it's held me up for weeks sometimes because of the fact that I can't upload documents whenever something has changed. In mybuildingpermit.com, you can always add new files.
Okay.
And that's not something that I like to do. Obviously, you want to add all the files at once, but every once in a while, the reviewer will call you and say, hey, can you upload this additional document? We just need to review it for blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So it's really helpful, and it takes a lot of the pressure off of the staff to have to unlock that stuff. So I think that mybuildingpermit.com is where it's at.
Okay.
Good. Yeah. So I just gave her a look, because we heard, we saw the last person said something about it, and that was a little different.
Yeah. they had pointed to... particular nice thing about the Redmond site,
but
I...
But not about the...
Yeah, it was about some other...
I don't know. Redmond is a whole beast in its own, in my opinion.
And actually, that's funny, because my question was, like, similar to yours, it's like, out of all those, is there a website that you like to use that is really intuitive and that is a shining beacon of websites?
Well, website. You know, before Seattle changed their website, it was that website. But they changed their website. They changed it to make it more intuitive for just normal people.
Okay.
And that's the problem is, you have people like me who think in this one spectrum, and then all the other people think in this other spectrum. So it is a little bit hard. I mean, maybe having a developer side and a homeowner side is a little bit.
That's the crux of what we're doing.
Yes.
And that's funny because we're doing site analysis and Nate had Redmond and I was looking at Seattle and I'm not a developer. And I was like, wow, this site is cool.
They have everything.
King
County in itself and City of Seattle, they have all the information at your fingertips, like the sewer cards. You don't have to call anybody to ask them. You know, that is super helpful information. The water lines, all those utility asphalts. And I understand that some people think that, that it's proprietary information. They don't want to release it. But it's like, if we call and do a records request, we're going to get it anyways. Yeah. And so Seattle doesn't have their water supply on theirs, on the maps. So that in case, I guess, somebody poisons our water supply or something, I guess. But everything else they have on their storm and sewer, which is always very helpful. Some of the jurisdictions have GIS that we can input into our system so that we can actually overlay the quarter section maps with GIS data, which is helpful when doing a feasibility and stuff like that.
So do you have third-party tools that you use?
Yes,
that you
we
pull
do.
These maps into?
And not exactly. I don't work a lot. I work, I will pull information from the GIS, but I actually don't. Somebody uploads that information into this GIS.
Okay.
Platform that I'm not 100% aware of.
And then going back to Seattle, where you said everything is is it like
you can pay online? Anybody can pay online. Like, you don't have to be a delegate. You just enter the project number, you select who you are out of the list, and you can pay with a credit card. There's nothing you have to add somebody as a delegate and then not look at the invoice and what I mean?
So is that mybuildingpermit.com like that? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So once you look at the invoice, then it's like the delegate can't go in and pay. So, which is a little bit problematic. I have only had that happen a few times, but now I just don't look, so I have no idea. I'll just call the client and say, please pay the fees.
Yeah. But as far as like the information being at your fingertips, is it kind of like, depending on what permit you're looking for, it tells you like the associated information you would need?
My buildingpermit.com?
No, the city of Seattle. Yeah.
So you would just enter in the project number. Then it says pay fees.
Okay.
And then it'll tell you the fees that are outstanding. You just click on them, and then it'll pull up who the project contact is, mm-hmm. who the project owner is, who the architect is, mm-hmm. all of the project contacts. You select which one you are. You move to pay, and you just pay.
Okay.
There's no...
Well, I was talking more about the... and since I'm not so familiar with the different permits and stuff, it was like everything but water.
Yeah.
It was like sewer.
Sewer and storm. Yeah. Yes.
And so where does that information show up?
That shows up under the utility department.
But I mean, like, so you were looking for some sort of a permit?
Yeah, so basically you go to the City of Seattle's website, and there's, like, there's a tab that says, like, information mm-hmm. and research or something like that. And so you click that tab, and under that is, like, everything. I mean, it's, like, pay fees, sewer cards, project portal, because they also have a project portal. But I am not really familiar with that. I've only done a few. And then, so the sewer and water is pulled up under the sewer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also they have all of their forms. Like anything you submit mm-hmm. is under, you can actually, as a person, just like looking around on a permit, you can actually pull up the documents they submitted from your computer.
Okay.
So it's very intuitive.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, we'll definitely take a look at that.
And then it also tells you all the reviewers and then what their like project target date is mm-hmm. for the review, and whether or not they've approved it or have corrections, and then the correction notices are on there and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So anybody can access that, just not mybuildingpermit.com.
Okay.
People. So. Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a look at the Kirkland site. I know you said you're here a lot, so it'll be interesting to see. But. I don't know, like a task that you would do, like said, we don't know enough to even like come up with a scenario. Like you're building a kitchen.
Yeah, right. Okay, so if I am
here's a mouse. If I don't know if you're a mouse person or
I like a build. Okay, so I'd go to departments and then I go to. See, it's funny that doesn't light up, but this lights up here.
Okay.
So then I think this is a little cumbersome just because it's like everything kind of runs together, and finding the applications is always one of my top priorities.
Okay.
So I feel like all of this stuff, you know, is just kind of combined into too much mm-hmm. in one little paragraph.
Yeah.
So then, like, say I'm submitting for a final short plat.
Okay.
Here's the checklist. I pull it up. I save it, I start typing into it, I get everything all ready.
And you do it all electronically?
I do it all electronically.
Okay.
I send it to the client for their signatures, and I then submit the application.
Okay.
So we go to the building department a lot, and I normally... I am like, you might see some crazy text messages. Everybody's talking. Okay, so then I go to the building department. It's the same thing. Permit types, permit applications, because I want to submit a demo permit, which I was looking at before I left the office. So I click demolition permits right up here. And I go through, and then there's a lot of information here. So,
any recommendations to improve that?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I'm a real believer in as little as possible
mm-hmm.
because I think that the more information that you add, the more people don't read. So I think that it would be best to do like application checklist and then maybe, you know, demo permit and have like a bullet point, you know, rodent abatement, you know, which is something that is needed that not a lot of people understand. Water meter pull and disconnect request. So having it be like more here's the main category, mm-hmm. and here are all the subcategories.
Okay.
I think that that would be a little bit more helpful. Obviously, I submit enough electronically that I don't usually pull the checklist up.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have never pulled this checklist up. But that doesn't mean that somebody doing it for the first time wouldn't pull
yeah.
that up.
And that's because you know pretty much
yeah.
what you're looking for.
Yeah, and
yeah.
mybuildingpermit.com really leads you through what's needed.
Okay.
So, obviously, if you are, you know, doing that. So, in my opinion, I would just clean this up and say demo permits and then just say, you know, demolition permit application, road and abatement, you know, and just start listing all of those
yeah.
things.
And because someone who deals with this all the time, you know what all that's,
yeah.
you know exactly what you're looking
yes.
for, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Which is hard when you're, you know, whenever people change things, we're so driven
yeah.
to one area.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, yeah.
Okay.
So there are some other things that obviously we do. We do a lot of code research in regards to the zoning code. The engineers are more into the public works mm-hmm. and that type of code. So I usually just...
Yeah, you definitely know your way around
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So basically yeah. online resources, and I go to zoning code,
okay.
and then it pops up with this. And all the different zones, I think this is actually really good. I would say that the only thing that I would really change is the fact that this one page, this first page, you can never fully see.
Oh.
It's like, how is one supposed to... You know, I like to copy and paste and print so that when I have a thought process that I can go back and track what I was thinking. And if you can't copy and paste something or print it where it actually prints the whole screen,
mm-hmm.
all the text, then it doesn't, it's not helpful.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Their code, I've obviously been working with the code for quite a while, but as just a layman, I didn't know what drainage basins meant, and this is supposed to mean wetlands.
Oh,
well, how
okay.
am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
I mean, I get that drainage is a part of a wetland, but
yeah.
I mean, how am I supposed to know that?
Yeah, see, I thought sewer, you know,
yeah,
the little
exactly.
grate on the street.
Yeah,
yeah.
So what
yeah.
drainage basin
yeah.
are you in? You know, that's
yeah.
what you would think, but this is totally about wetlands and their buffers and, you know, streams and all this stuff. So it's just that type of labeling is a little problematic.
So for code updates, like,
yes.
because they're updating codes a
yep.
lot, how do you get that information?
Yeah, that's really a difficult. So I don't
okay.
necessarily, but
okay.
I always go to the code. But then, like, I thought that there was an extra 8-foot setback from the garage. If you have a garage in your front setback, you're supposed to set that back an additional 8 feet,
yeah.
so it would be 28 feet back. And I thought that that was still in the code. Well, it was removed, and it had been removed for like a year.
Oh.
And nobody, we all kept designing our
yeah.
projects to it.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's kind of, and then finding old codes, so when you're vested, it's kind of hard. So, like Snohomish County, one time I was actually able to successfully navigate the old code because they had links at the bottom
oh,
of
okay.
all of the code sections
okay.
that were previous.
Like our
so,
yeah,
yeah, if there was a code section that was in effect in 2010 to like 2014,
okay.
then it would just be listed on the bottom and you could click that and then you could browse to your section and figure out what was the pertinent code
yeah.
at that time. A lot of jurisdictions don't have that, so then it takes time away from their planners
yeah.
when I'm having a call and say, what were the setbacks at
yeah.
this time? So.
Oh, so and that's how you find it? You have to call them? And
yeah,
they,
sometimes.
Okay, they have to look
yeah.
it up.
So,
okay.
So can you talk more about why do you need to know what...
So a project is vested to a certain date
okay.
once you get a complete application.
Mm-hmm.
And so a certain code is in effect at that time.
Right.
And it is vested to that time.
Yes,
so as you move forward,
yep.
you basically need to just make sure that you're designing
mm-hmm.
everything per the code that you're vested
okay,
under.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So like the City of Seattle, their clerk's department, they have access to all the old codes, and you can just click on them. So if you wanted to, you could just say old codes, and then you can actually just make the applicant do the work themselves.
Okay.
Which I've seen it done both ways, but it's really tying all of the old codes to the new codes is very, I think, convoluted. So it's probably going to be a lot of work no matter who does it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. So pain points to this particular site. I mean, you really know your way around it.
I know.
It's familiar.
So,
yeah.
I would say, let's see. I mean, definitions is there.
So let's go back to like the
planning department.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just even the development services in general.
Okay.
Is there anything that
development? Sorry.
Oops.
Okay, so I actually never come to this.
Okay.
This.
Okay.
Actual tab because I always go to either the planning or the building department. So let's see, publications. I actually have never been here. So they have tip sheets. I didn't even know that. So that doesn't mean anything, but
see, this is also learning.
It is. It's interesting. Wow.
Gonna be coming back here.
Yeah, right. It is funny how you just don't always find everything you're supposed to pre-approve. Yeah, I'd never been to that.
Okay.
Before, so let's just see here. Links.
Right.
Okay, comprehensive plan. Yeah, I mean, everything's
okay.
Pretty much here.
So, we had heard from a prior participant too that she was looking for like short plats or something like that, but didn't really call it that. So are there different ways?
Short subdivision?
Me? I don't know.
Yeah.
So, and Nate, can you remember? I don't remember the exact thing that she was looking for, but.
Yeah, I think the technical, she said subdivision was the correct term.
Yeah.
Because she called them plats, but.
Yeah.
There was one that was, what was it? It was something and.
Short plat or preliminary.
Oh, yes, that was it, the preliminary subdivision. Yeah.
So this form, I mean, everybody goes to a pre-app.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has a list of pre-app notes from their pre-app, even if, I mean, it stays with the property forever, so
okay.
You could print it out at any time,
okay.
Which is a really great feature of Kirkland. So you should know whether or not you need to do this stuff
mm-hmm.
at the pre-app. So yeah, I understand that maybe the checklist should be, obviously the preliminary subdivision is going to be really heavy because it's more of an invasive process
mm-hmm.
Than the short plat or short subdivision. But I just say go through the application and just say NA or check mark or whatever it is, and I already know what I'm doing. So. But yeah, if you didn't know what you were doing and you were looking at this application, it would definitely be hard to. It would be hard to know which one you needed.
Okay.
So
if you think back to when you were just learning this, I mean, was that something? I mean,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't have any idea when I first started. Seattle's their way of doing things is totally different
mm-hmm.
than everywhere else, of course. But so when I came in, I didn't understand any of this. So it would be good for, I think, any layman that they be separate applications, definitely.
Okay.
Or kind of like separate tracks so that you actually know, hey, did you know you can pull up the pre-application minute notes if there's ever been one before? Hey, did you know this? You know.
It's kind of like tips to help you along the way. Okay.
And I mean, maybe have like a very clean, like half of the side of the web page, and then have like little tips on the side
okay.
of like places that you could go, so that this area, is very, I don't know, just straight to the point, and this offers a little bit of guidance.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Nate, any more questions for this? Otherwise, we're going to move on to the next portion.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think what we want to do next...
Yeah. We're going to go up to the board. Okay. We're going to actually design the perfect site.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's up here. Okay. So this first one actually gets to kind of what you were saying, and that there's people coming to the site that are novices, and they have no idea what they're doing, and there are people that know exactly what they're doing, and they just want to get to what they need.
Yes.
And then we also identified a couple other, our PORs, what we're calling our pissed off residents,
mm-hmm.
who are looking to find, you know, where...
Complaints.
Or find out what's going on in the development. Yeah. And then just people researching.
Yeah.
You know, they're thinking about buying some property or whatever.
Okay.
So anyway, so we came up with these, and we're just wondering, you know, first of all, what you think of those, if, and just coming from you and knowing
mm-hmm.
what you want to do, actually, which one of those would you go to?
I would go to Research Property.
Okay.
And Permit Center.
Okay. So, like, what would you expect to see under Research Property?
I would want King County IMAP, a link to that there. I would like...
Oh, actually, you know what? Let's do that. Let's just build this one. So you're going to click there, and what would be over there?
Let's see. Find my parcel number.
And then if we're missing something, too, we have extra stickies and...
Yeah, GIS. I like activity around you. List of codes and regulations. Select permit type. You could have a...
Yeah, this probably should be on every page.
Yeah. I don't think you need publications. Traffic and transportation. No, I think that's all I would have under that.
Okay. So, and is this kind of arranged? Can you arrange it like in order?
Yeah.
Which is the most important?
So, I would say find my parcel number, utilities, GIS, list of codes and regulations.
And then,
my building.
Okay. All right, so the next question then. So, like, you're coming, are they, like, two distinct things? Are you coming to research property just to research it, or are you going
there? So, I usually actually don't come to your site to research property.
Okay.
I go to King County IMAP.
Okay.
And I have to email Nick at the front desk to ask him to send me the utility as-builts for the area.
So, this is, Nick here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, King County IMAP, I'm going to make a new one for that.
Yeah.
Do you ever use Kirkland's map?
I do when I'm getting, really what I do is I start at King County IMAP, I print out the parcel information, I find out what zone it is, I find out how the area, and all of that information. Then if I think that there might be like wetlands or something
mm-hmm.
on site, then I go to your site.
Okay.
And then I can pull up what drainage basin I'm in, what flow control area I'm in, all those things by the individual maps.
Okay.
So I know that you guys use a mapping service.
It's their own GIS maps. Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't pull up like everything I need all up. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't use it very often.
Okay.
I definitely use the just regular maps.
Like Google Maps?
No, maps that they have on their site. I use their maps.
Kirkland?
They're just paper maps that you scroll around and find your area.
Okay.
And that's how I can find some of the utilities. I can find if there's like a wetland or a stream or
mm-hmm.
something like that, I can find that. If, you know, I can't find I don't know how to find activity around
me.
Okay. So I guess my way of thinking is, in order for me to be able to tell my client that they can purchase the property, mm-hmm. I have to be able to verify the boundary, mm-hmm. verify with the city that they have no known streams on site, okay. or wetlands, and then I have to verify the zone and then what they can do with
okay.
it. So these items would be the what I would use to
okay.
to determine those.
And that's mostly
the research.
You're answering somebody's question whether or not
yes,
to buy some property.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, now that we added some.
Okay.
All right. So, what would you do next then?
Okay. So then, say I'm going.
And so, actually, we're going to put this back.
So, say that I am going to. Let's go through a land use application
okay.
first. So I need to submit for a subdivision. So I would go to the permit center.
Okay.
And I would pull up let's see. So this probably needs to be there. Well, let's just see where my brain goes on this. Oh, yeah, link to Kirkland Maps, okay. So if I'm going to the permit center, I'm gonna need a list of forms.
So with list of permits, could we go permit/forms with that?
Yeah, that would be fine.
That,
yeah, list of
there.
Permits.
Okay.
So then it would be nice if there was like a, maybe a tips, like at this area, okay, so say you want to apply for a subdivision. So first thing you want to do is review an overview of how the process goes.
Okay, so let's see, I think we had an overview here.
What's the process?
Yes,
steps?
There you go.
Okay, so I think this would be helpful. What's the process steps? And in that should be the project timeline,
okay.
or a rough timeline.
Okay.
Obviously, there's code mandated timelines,
right.
and there's the city's estimates, and that can't always be, you know, adhered to.
Yeah.
But, and I think, you know, I think in the form, saying the difference between a subdivision and a short plat
mm-hmm.
would be a helpful thing. If you have 10 or more lots, it's a subdivision.
Okay.
If you have 9 lots and under, mm-hmm. it's a short plot.
Okay.
Just giving the
yeah.
reader a
yeah.
little bit more guidance
mm-hmm.
would be helpful. So I would expect all these three things on one form. Then, and you could probably include permit tips as well.
Okay.
That's probably all of those things. So that would be the, that. So then, well, and I think you have, before that, you'd have a list of all permits.
Okay.
So you have a list of all permits, and then you'd have a list of the permits with the tips that includes all of this.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm kind of a work in progress
yeah,
kind of person. So then I would select the permit type. Well, even before this. So I'd select the permit type, and then we'd go through all of these. Right?
Okay.
And then I would, well, I guess if I had a wizard,
yeah.
then I would go through that. But I should have already, or this.
So the pre-application, I think, I don't know if we have a thing for like the pre-application
yeah.
process too. Do we need a sticky for that?
So a pre
list of codes.
This might not be a bad thing. Well, I mean, obviously the glossary. There's within the code. There's a definition section of the code
mm-hmm.
that kind of defines
oh, okay.
all of the permitting process. So that's the way most people don't know to look to that. But that's what I would. Look two is for looking at your glossary, mm-hmm. because your glossary is just going to be an extension of the code.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you just have the code be like, you know, code definitions, and have that be something more obvious for somebody not familiar with it to view.
Okay.
Because that would have like how you measure. How you, you know, the zones, is it low density residential or high density?
So when you were learning, did you have something like that?
Every code section, most code sections
have
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.